And speaking of jobs, as Nona was, as jobless rates and redundancies rise amid the COVID fallout, a multi-million dollar boost to an Auckland jobs program hopes to bring 700 more people into work. Another 1,200 people have gone on the job seeker benefit this week, with an extra 56,000 people accessing benefits since March. But the government's trying to stem that tide by giving more than $4 million to Auckland Council to help give people a foot in the door in jobs that they might otherwise miss out on. Our cameraman Nick Munro and reporter Nita Blake-Person filed this story.
The economic crash from COVID-19 has hit amid a building boom in Auckland, but filling jobs right now is risky. Heath Worsfold of landscape company Rural Design is one of the lucky ones. He's got plenty of planting work at the South Auckland development.
We're actually taking on more employees at the moment.
His company is part of the Auckland Council's Ngāpuna Pūkenga program, which the government today announced would get a $4.3 million boost.
Ngāpuna Pūkenga program gives us, in the initial part of the program, they were giving us $10,000 to take on someone, and then if we kept them for an extended period of time, we would get another $10,000. So it's definitely an incentive.
The program began as a pilot last year with 60 jobs. It's now going to fill another 700 spots over the next 12 months. 420 placements are for Māori, Rangatahi, Pacifica, long-term unemployed and people not in education, employment or training. The rest are for people made redundant as a direct result of COVID-19. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff says the money goes directly to council, who then divvies it out to employers who sign up to be part of the program.
There's no time more important now than to help particularly those who are the most vulnerable in our workforce, or not in our workforce actually. These are often young people who are not in education, employment or training. And with COVID-19, we're dealing with an even bigger problem. More people out of work, which means those that are the most disadvantaged find it even tougher to get into the workforce.
Rural Design crews are putting in hundreds of plants at the Awakiri wetlands. It's far from finished, but 15,000 people will eventually move into the new homes here, and there's plenty of work to be done.
Yes, this is about providing employment opportunities for young people, for people that may have been unemployed for a while, for people that may have been made redundant because of COVID. But it's also important to recognise that this is an amazing talent pool that MSD has access to.
Social Development Minister Carmel Cipollone is behind today's government funding and says it's about creating meaningful work.
They can start on minimum wage, but they can move up quite quickly to around $28 an hour. And from what I've been told, you know, within 3 to 6 months, they can be up to $28 an hour. And so, you know, particularly for our young people who may have been out of work and out of education and needing these opportunities, that's a really good starting point.
Minister Cipollone joined the crews planting today with 17-year-old Nathan Malafoy showing her the ropes.
So had you done anything like this before you took on this job?
No. Oh, but I work with mum around the house, but that was it.
Nate was part of the Ngāpuna Pūkenga pilot and he's loving it.
I was in school, yeah, and couldn't find a job or anything like that. So, luckily this program helped me through it and stuff, so got a job. And, yeah, before COVID hit and everything, so that was good, yeah. It's like a good job as well because, like, you know, you're helping out the environment again and, like, you know, like stuff like that.
His colleague, Zane Takawo Phillips, says he wouldn't want to do anything else.
Oh, yeah. Like, I wouldn't work inside ever again. I've had a couple of factory jobs and, like, there's no way I'd look back. Like, this is this, you know, getting up early in the morning, seeing the light of day, just healing in some ways.
Another 8 workers will be joining their ranks thanks to today's funding, but elsewhere in the job market, Carmel Cipollone says things are uncertain.
We've had some weeks where we've had increases of, you know, 200 on job seekers benefit. This week I think it's around 1,200 increase. You know, I think the maximum was around 6,000 that may have come, 7,000 that may have come on to benefit. Or in fact, I think early on there might have been 10,000 in one week that came on to benefit. So we are watching that space very carefully. We're being very responsive. MSD is working with those that become newly redundant as well to try and redeploy them into employment as quickly as possible.
The country's unemployment rate is currently at 4.2%, but with the wage subsidy scheme in place, the true effects of COVID on job losses aren't expected to be known until after September when it runs out. Carmel Cipollone says the 700 jobs being created through Ngāpuna Pūkenga aren't the only ones the government is working on.
If this was the only project, then I would be quite worried. But it's not the only project. This is one project that demonstrates the government's commitment to creating jobs, providing pathways to upskilling and training, and working in partnership with crucial partners like Auckland Council to make that happen.
Today's boost, a chance to grow a greener future for the country while also growing job prospects. Mo te hōtaka o te ahi pōnei, ko Nita Blake Person, aho.